From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea Monday at a meeting of the UN Security Council.
Kim Jong-un's action cannot be seen as defensive. He wants to be acknowledged as a nuclear power. But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is, quote, begging for war with his actions, and the U.S. doesn't want war, but our patience, she said, is not unlimited. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger sanctions at the U.N. against North Korea. In Seoul, government officials told reporters that Moon is also calling for the U.N. to consider blocking oil shipments to the north. Gunmen in southwestern Pakistan ambushed a security forces convoy Monday, killing at least three soldiers and injuring three others. The convoy of the Paramilitary Frontier Corps was returning from a counterinsurgency operation when it was attacked in the remote Panjur district of Baluchistan province. And the Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi was in Myanmar for meetings Monday with the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi about the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. This is VOA News.